This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The World Trade Center was managed and policed by the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. After the airplane struck the towers, Port Authority police officers responded from their posts at nearby bridges, tunnels, and airports. 37 of them were killed. It was the greatest loss of life in any police department in U.S. history. The small department has struggled through the past year. Many officers were involved in the recovery efforts, but they're back on patrol now. NPR's Chris Arnold spent time with some of them over the past few days to see how they're holding up.
At the Port Authority police station at JFK Airport yesterday, officers were reading over a terrorism briefing update.
That's not good.
Sergeant Kevin Devlin spent most of the last year searching for human remains in the pit at Ground Zero. With work there finished, he's back at his post here at Kennedy.
From the Joint Terrorist Task Force, from our detectives, from the FAA, we're constantly getting updated bulletins on threat levels. Coming back here, it's like, okay, I'm not down pile digging for anybody anymore. Now it's, you gotta worry about these knuckleheads trying to come in and steal a plane or blow up a building.
This update came out a few hours before the new federal high alert issued yesterday. With increased security and more officers on duty at the airports, bridges, and tunnels, for a year now, the entire Port Authority police force has been working 12-hour shifts.
I was at yesterday, the city had a chase right off of the airport, and I was there when they caught the guy, and as a matter of fact, one of the city cops came up to me and asked me, and he goes, "You guys still aren't doing 12-hour tours?" And I said, "Yeah, we are." And he said, "How much longer can they do this to you?" And I said, "Well, we know it has to be done, so we're doing it. But it's like guys have missed so much in a year. You know, guys with small kids weren't there for baseball games during the summer. And you'd like to spend some quality time alone with your wife."
Devlin says the department is doing everything it can to train hundreds of new officers. In the meantime, everyone's tired, but Devlin says 90% of the force has been holding up and hardly ever calling in sick or missing work, even though they're exhausted and burned out. There's just a lot of work to do. Besides the anti-terrorism measures, there's all the usual problems, such as cab drivers illegally driving backwards on one-way airport ramps amidst the never-ending construction at JFK.
"Just go back around big circle."
"I asked the guy, he told me Terminal 9 is right here, where I have to drive."
"That is Terminal 9.
American Eagle is right here."
"Yeah, inside Terminal 9.
Sergeant Devlin says that after everything he's been through this past year, he finds it much easier to put up with little annoyances in life, which is a good thing. As he pulls his squad car away from the cab driver, he immediately sees another problem, a dump truck driver with a load of dirt who hasn't pulled the safety cover over his truck bed. Devlin pulls him over.
"I think you forgot the cover." "One of my pet peeves, I have my windshield broken by a rock flying off of the back of a dump truck. So if they don't put the cover on, see, that's a case in point. A year and a half ago, I would have stopped the guy and given him a summons. Now I try and be nice, especially since he's a construction worker, and I have a great appreciation for what construction workers do now after watching them in action down there."
Sergeant Devlin says it still feels strange to be driving around in his patrol car again after 9 months working down with construction workers and firefighters at Ground Zero. A lifetime of police work couldn't prepare him for the things he saw and did. He helped unearth the body of a close friend, Police Captain Kathy Mazza, and carried her up out of the pit. Other good friends he lost, like George Howard, who worked here at JFK, were recovered as well. The one-year anniversary this week is bringing all this to the surface.
It's a lot more emotional this week. It's raw. My anger has, you know, what was done to my friends has resurfaced. One of the songs on the new Bruce Springsteen CD, you know, I want an eye for an eye, you know, and I'd love to get my hands on a couple of them face to face, man to man, you know, they're such tough people, you know, I'd love to get a hold of them. I miss my friends. I miss George terribly.
terribly. There's such a big void left.
At locations around New York and New Jersey, streets are being renamed and plaques put up to honor those who were lost.
It says P.O. Bruce Reynolds, shield number 1800, 9/11/01, the face of a hero. He gave his life for America.
On the sidewalk up on the George Washington Bridge spanning the Hudson River, Lieutenant Brian Tierney reads from a permanent memorial plaque that's been mounted there for his fellow officer and friend, Bruce Reynolds.
Bruce was just this absolutely wonderful person. He was black. It didn't matter that he was black and you were white. It didn't matter that a suspect was white. It didn't matter. He was just a great person. At St. Patrick's Day, he used to dye his hair green and march in the St. Patrick's Day parade with us. He was just wonderful. Married an Irish girl from Ireland. And in fact, he used to go over there about twice a year to her hometown and stay, and they adored him over there. It was like their adopted son.
At the police station here on the Jersey side of the bridge, officers still haven't emptied out Reynolds' mailbox. Nobody wants to do it. On the Manhattan side in Inwood, where Reynolds grew up, there's now a small park that's been named in Reynolds' honor. Tierney says small things like this have meant a lot over the past year. What still stays with him profoundly, he says, is the overwhelming support from the public, which his officers weren't really prepared for. The candlelight vigils, the letters from around the country. It's clear Tierney is still moved by a woman who was helping out for weeks on end early on at Ground Zero, bringing food to workers and doing anything else he asked her to. He says he thought she was a Port Authority employee.
So after about a week, I looked at her and I said, what department do you work in? And she looked at me and she said, I don't work for the Port Authority, I'm a hairdresser. And I looked at her, I said, you're a hairdresser? She goes, yeah, I'm a hairdresser, I work on 23rd Street, but I figured they didn't need me to cut hair. I was blown away, what can you say?
As the anniversaries approached, some officers say they've of course been thinking about the day of the attacks. Port Authority officer David LeClaire was in the concourse below Tower 2 when Tower 1 collapsed. He was blown across the floor and into a wall and had pulverized concrete impacted into his eyes, ears, nose, and mouth. LeClaire called out in the darkness, gathered a group of survivors together, and led them to safety by feeling his way along the walls, down into a subway, and then up to street level before the second building fell. Like many of the officers, LeClaire is reminded of that day every time he drives to work along the Jersey side of the Hudson and looks across to where the Trade Center once stood.
I drive in the morning and it's black. It's nighttime. And when you're driving on the turnpike and there's not many people on the road, and every day I see where those towers used to be. And just the other day it was a crescent moon out and the crescent was sitting right over where the towers used to be. I was like, I shouldn't be seeing the moon. There should be something blocking that out.
The Port Authority has provided 3-day mental health seminars to officers about the warning signs of depression and post-traumatic stress. Therapists are still available for any officer who picks up the phone. Still, given the reluctance of many police officers to do that, one counselor working with the union said he wants the department to go a step further. He'd like to see a therapist on site at police stations for anyone who wants to talk. Chris Arnold, NPR News, New York.